This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Terror in Lower Manhattan, just steps from ground zero. A truck plowing through a crowd, and the man behind the wheel, an immigrant here on what's called a diversity visa.
That's right. President Trump now ordering DHS to ramp up extreme vetting even more. Griff Jenkins is live in Washington, D.C. with that part of the story. Good morning, Griff.
Good morning, Jillian and Todd. A swift response from the president using his preferred means of direct communication with the American people. First reacting in a series of tweets, he wrote, "In New York City, looks like another attack by a very sick and deranged person. Law enforcement is following this closely. Not in the USA," continued. "We must not allow ISIS to return or enter our country after defeating them in the Middle East and elsewhere. Enough." Then announcing actions he's taken, writing, "I have just ordered Homeland Security to step up our already extreme vetting program. Being politically correct is fine, but not for this." Now, we will learn more about what the president means by that, but in the latest executive order on the travel to the United States, Uzbekistan, where this attacker came from in 2010, is not on the list of some 11 countries currently receiving enhanced vetting measures, but it is a largely Muslim country, and like his original travel order, which was labeled a Muslim ban by critics, this latest action will likely receive scrutiny, reaction from lawmakers like Lindsey Graham, who had this to say.
And so I talked to the president tonight. He is right to make sure that when somebody comes into our country from a place where radical Islam, and that's the enemy, thrives, that we're going to ask extra hard questions. He's also right to look at this as a war.
Finally, the first lady also took to Twitter. She was in New York yesterday writing, "My heart breaks for New York City." She returns to the White House today. Todd, Jillian.
You know, Griff, I was doing a lot of reading about this diversity visa program and the fact that, you know, in a year, it can provide up to 50,000 people permanent residence into the United States. They're selected randomly. Griff, I understand they have to go through interviews. They have to have a high school degree or equivalent of. They have to have work experience. But a lot of people are saying at this point in time in 2017, this program just doesn't serve our national interest.
You know, that's right, Jillian. And one of the things, a key element they're going to be looking at in this enhanced interrogation or vetting measures, I should say, is simply the social media aspect, the number of some 45,000 admissions of refugees that you mentioned there. It was double under the Obama administration, but now it's going to be much less, and they're going to take a deeper dive into the social media, which we may yet learn there were signs from this attacker.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Well, you know, the thing is, I know several people go, well, a diversity visa, I never heard of that before. Okay, well, get ready. This is all part of this, part and parcel of what President Trump is trying to do on behalf of the American people. I mean, last time we checked, I mean, his most important job is to defend and protect the United States and its citizens, according to our U.S. Constitution. And, you know, he's saying, look at, like, any reasonable... and I say it's a reasonable consideration of somebody who is in charge and been given this task is that you want to call time out and say, let's get our arms around this. This thing's gotten out of control. I mean, for a long time, you know, hey, we the people didn't even know about a diversity visa. We're not even looking at the right numbers as to, you know, immigration, the impact that it's having on our communities, plus and negative. You know, we hear instances like this and, you know, I'm like you. I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater here, but I agree with Donald Trump is that we need to consider what it is that we're setting ourselves up for. And as Sebastian Gorka mentioned, you know, this lone wolf concept is ridiculous. I mean, we're fooling ourselves. And even John Guandolo, you know, echoed those sentiments as well, is that we are ignoring, flat out ignoring the obvious signs here, and at what expense? another 8 more people to die as a result of this kind of stinking thinking? That's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. But look, you have a voice, and it needs to be heard. This is Bill Martinez. We're 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, it is showtime. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're on the West Coast, getting ready for a hop, skip, and a jump over to Maui to visit the one-year-old grandson who is just incredible. I got to tell you, a couple, we were there a couple months ago. And he was just starting to take his first couple steps. And, and I couldn't believe it. In the last 60 days or so, the kid is flying around. I mean, there's no crawling anymore. It's just, it's all seven gears. And even several months before that, I was talking to my daughter and she was sending us, don't you love the technology? You get to see these videos. And she's showing me videos of this little guy. And he only knew reverse. That's all. He could only crawl backwards. I told her, I said, I think he's part lobster. He can only go backwards. He didn't, couldn't go forward. Now all of a sudden he's got forward, down, and all seven gears with it. And he's nonstop. So we're looking forward to having some time. And, and then it's a plus here because, we're on the West Coast. Well, Doug Giles is with us. So I want to bring him on in here right now. Doug, of course, the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. Doug, I was just telling everybody I'm here in California and it is insane. There's no doubt about it. I mean, between Governor Brown and his brilliance, and this is a guy who was formerly in the seminary, so he knew that God had created a man and woman, but now he's come up with a third gender. Yeah, I guess he figures that God got it wrong.
And what's weird about the trans problem in particular is, I thought that we're born this way, and then all of a sudden you decide you wanted to change, and then we're supposed to accept you, even though we're not supposed to accept the first version.
Yeah. So what happens down the road, when they realize that, we were all a bunch of goofballs and going along with this, now they're going to demand reparations because we've confused them and now we got to pay for their psychiatric therapy.
Well, what's interesting, and this is not from, right-wing old Bill Martinez or right-wing lunatic Doug Giles. This is the American Medical Association that said that most trans people, they kind of phase out of it in their 20s and stuff. So mm-hmm. We're changing laws. We're enacting massive cultural and political shifts in the American landscape based upon guys who are not going to dress up like Tanya after they turn 25.
Right. And here you go with some of these reports that are coming out as well, Doug, is the people that actually go through the operations. Suicide rates are skyrocketing. I mean, we've got trouble here in River City, and this is all being ignored. And, and it's like,
the thing that drives me nuts, Bill, is that this is the tyranny of the minority. Again, we're talking about an infinitesimal fraction of people that go through this or experience that, and we're supposed to stop you know, everything and melt with them. Look, I'm not into bullying them. I've been confused and bewildered in my...
Anybody that's married is confused and bewildered. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
And, you know, one time I was asked, and I don't know if this makes me latently homosexual, but one time I was asked if it was between Mary and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Ricky Martin, who would I choose? And I said, I got to go with Mr. Martin. So I get it. You know, we all have our ups and downs. We all have, you know, weird periods in our life that makes us scream in the shower 30 years later when we bring it up. I just don't think we ought to do massive enactions of legislation. I think America is accommodating, merciful, gracious. And but again, you know, there's California leading the charge in liberalism, and hopefully what's on that coast doesn't bleed into the rest of America.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they're still trying to figure out whether they should break up into six states or three now. You know, it just keeps evolving. But I'm really concerned, Doug, that you don't find Debbie Wasserman Schultz sexy. I think she's very sexy in a mean sort of way, you know. I just, you know, if you're kind of like into
I
guess.
I guess, you know, power can be attractive. But, yeah, man, her political worldview, her Nabisco shredded wheat version of Shirley Temple's hairdo, and just the mean-spirited. And you know what's really unattractive to me, Bill, is lying and trying to turn this country into a socialist state where it's failed and everywhere it's been implemented. But according to Debbie and the liberal professors, we just haven't given it a good chance here in the United States.
When the empirical evidence, and as you say, at the very root of it, is a lie, so it's kind of hard to have a continuing dialogue with somebody who is lying to your face. I mean, look what's happened. This latest situation, you know, the Democrats, progressive, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Clinton and company, all claiming, you know, Russian collusion, and they're throwing fingers at Donald Trump, and it's like, oh, hello, it's at your door, and you're the one whose hand is in the cookie jar, and the crumbs are all over your face here, and you are the Russian colluders.
Well, it's a typical Saul Alinsky move, you know, blame your enemy for that, which you're culpable of. And I love it. I knew it was going to play out this way. I hate to sound like I'm Kreskin or Ezekiel or one of the other major or minor prophets, but they always overplay their hand. They every time they overplay their hand, they get all giddy. And, I mean, you look at the charges against Manafort and Gates. This is stuff that happened between 2005 and 2014 and had diddly squat to do with Trump and had everything to do with the Democrats. I think it's hilarious, and I'm just sitting back here smoking a cigar, eating popcorn, drinking beer, watching it.
Well, that's the way to live life, let me tell you, because it is a show. There's no doubt about it. I mean, anything that has to do with Hillary Clinton, and it could only be a couple of months ago, and she says, hey, look, that's already been litigated. That's old stuff. It doesn't matter. Why are you bringing this up again? And now here they go in violation of their own principles. It's like, well, this happened 12. Well, man, that's like, boy, that's it. That really ties this down.
Yeah, they didn't care how long ago it happened. It happened when Trump said, grab him by the you-know-what on the Access Hollywood, but that was still relevant. But, one of the things that I hate to derail right now, one of the things that's really getting me going this morning, Bill, is the wussification of America when it comes to Islam.
This was
Becky Moron who killed eight and stuck a truck into the side of a special needs bus, was here on a diversity visa, you know, via Chucky Schumer and the Democrats, and we've been told to put on these rose-colored glasses and dance around the maypole and ignore the 800-pound Islamic terrorist in the room. And that kind of stuff, even though you and I have great fun in smashing the left's political correctness and their policing the speech, in the final analysis, that kind of multi-culti kumbaya crap is deadly.
It's killing people. And then, you know, here it is. We have another 8 American citizens dead because of their theology and their theories. And it doesn't seem like it's getting any better, because now we have Donald Trump in the White House saying, hey, look, we've got to vet these people. And we've got activist judges blocking the way. So whether you want to say it's Mayor de Blasio, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton, California, all these sanctuary cities, they're all part and parcel to the problem here, Doug.
Yeah, you're right. You watch. Trump's going to become the Antichrist, and we're going to be told not to say anything about Islam going forward.
Doug Giles is with us. Quick break on the other side. He's back with us. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
To you.
Bill Martinez live.
You gave your love, you gave your life, you gave your everything, and I want to give it all back to you.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates or shortwave, Red State Talk Radio, the cable radio network as well, good to have you with us. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're visiting with Doug Giles, founder, editor of ClashDaily.com. Hey, real quick here, Doug, just a sidebar, and I want to get back and wrap a bow on what we were talking about earlier. You know, Delta Airlines, I guess, is announcing that they've got to include in their pre-flight instruction that these seats are made for sitting only. And if you have some kind of irrational reaction to the peanuts, you're welcome to take it somewhere else, but not in the friendly flying seats of Delta Airlines. What is going on? I mean, 48 years old, you should know better, right?
Yeah, and she was with some, like, what, 28-year-old?
She cougared the poor guy. He didn't have a shot. But it's the peanuts, I'm telling you. I mean,
again, that's what stinky, cramped bathrooms are for, okay? We don't want to see it. We got enough we're dealing with watching the MTV movie awards with Miley Cyrus that we don't have to see you
yes.
Absolutely pollute a seat. And that's why when I go and I fly Delta or Southwest or JetBlue or any of these other carriers, man, I come with a bottle of Clorox bleach and I hose everything down before I sit there.
It's coming down to it, isn't it? Yeah.
And I wear a hazmat suit also when I fly, so.
I think I'm going to, that's what we need to do, designer hazmat suits now, Doug, for us, you know. For all our friendly travelers, man, that's what we got to do. Hey, let's get back and let's wrap up this whole political correctness stuff that's killing people. It's absolute madness. You know, this is at the doorstep of Blasio, all these progressives, these Marxists in our country that have been driving the bus. And meanwhile, we're losing able-bodied citizens because of their idiocy.
Yeah, one of the rankest places our wussification shows its browless noggin is in regards to Islam. I mean, these ridiculous, antiquated people want to conquer and kill us. And you know what, Bill? We're told we're not supposed to point it out. But back in the day, our news sources, our military leaders, our politicians, they didn't mince words about the Nazis. Well, there's some good Nazis and there's some bad Nazis. Not all Nazis want to enslave us. They just went whole hog in against Nazism, Stalin's thugs, Imperial Japan, but oh, God forbid, Bill, that we should say that Islam spawns terrorism more than fried eggs and refried beans make Gwyneth Paltrow gassy. Oh, we're the Antichrist. We're the evil ones in our culture. This kind of stuff, like I said, man, it's deadly, and we need to fight when they try to police our speech and tell us to ignore the obvious. Folks, that's insanity, and you don't have to be a conservative just to buy that. I think there's reasonable centrist and Democrats that can call BS to that kind of PC.
Well, without a doubt, and of course the leaders of it all is Hollywood themselves, and look what they've done by denying the obvious. I mean, they felt like, well, if they made fun of it at the Oscars or some other event, it was kind of like okay, but meanwhile you had some very strong women within Hollywood that knew what was going on. They turned a blind eye to it, and we're just barely touching this. I've maintained, Doug, if they're going to get real serious about it, they're going to have to deal with the pedophilia. I mean, Corey Feldman has been, you know, leading the charge on this for many years. I mean, even to the point that I'll never forget a conversation on national TV with Barbara Wawa, and she goes, "Well, you're calling them out. How, you know, do you have proof on this?" And he, you know, is like, "Well, what do you want to see? You want to see the violation on my body? Is that what you want to see?"
Yeah, and his buddy Corey Haim, who was also systematically raped by these Hollywood execs, he committed suicide. Yeah. And it's coming unfurled, and just like the Democratic Party, you know, these the Hollywood lovelies have been burying this stuff. I mean, it's been a well-known secret. Everybody knows about the casting couch.
Sure, exactly.
You got to pay for play. Mm-hmm. And my point is kind of a wider thing to any wannabe actress that's out there or actor. Don't want to be on film or on television So much so that you'll go up to a hotel room with some fat Crisco sweating executive producer just to get a role. Trust
yes.
out a little further. Don't let your dreams eclipse your values. And I hope they sink, man. I hope they go down. And blaming, oh, I've got a sex addiction. Oh, I didn't have a Butterfinger, and I've got low blood sugar.
Or like Kevin Spacey, I'm gay.
He also blamed he was drunk, which was weird because he doesn't remember squat humping the 14-year-old, but he does remember drinking a little too much that night.
Yeah, amazing what the memory can hold to, right? I guess if I did it, I should apologize. I mean, what kind of admission? What kind of apology is that, huh?
Yeah, no, that's my book, The Effeminization of the American Male. One of the sure paths from Wussville to Mantown is taking responsibility. And Bill, all the bad stuff that's happened in my life, from business to personal to everything in between, I was 99.999% the cause of it. Not anybody else. Not the devil. Not any kind of outside influence. Sure, there's second causal things that created the environment, but you know what? At the end of the day, I chose that.
Exactly. Well, and that's the way, where most of us, and I say most of us, I want to think this way because I'm optimistic. That's the way we raise our children, to be self-responsible, Doug. You know, I've talked with your daughter several occasions. I mean, she's no nonsense. I mean, you ought to be proud of her. I know you are, because she is so grounded. And at her age, it's like, man, I want to put her on a world stage and say, follow her example. Not that it's anything of perfection, because nobody's perfect here, but you've got to have the essentials glued together right, so that you can, like you say, in those moments of self-responsibility where you admit it and quit it, and you say, look, this is on me. It's not because I had a bad cheeseburger or something.
No, and it's huge, but blame shifting and that dysfunctional aspect has been bred into our culture. And just like you said, it takes great parenting, because you're not going to get it from Hollywood, you're not going to get it from the public school, you're not going to get it from the therapeutic community, and you're not going to get it from DC. The parents have got to instill, you're responsible for your success and your failures, and when you own it and when you blow it, listen, that is a step out of Wussville and into responsibility, adulthood, and Mantown, and it's a huge thing,
It is huge. It is,
man. We're all human.
Yeah,
we're all
exactly
together, spitting in mud, So we're going to do goofy stuff.
Right. And this is huge, and this is something that, the men, and I'm going to say it starts with the men in our culture, is that we have been dehumanized. We have been reduced to a crumb of bread and a sex act. And, it's time for the men to stand up and take their rightful position. And let me say this, Doug, and I know you feel the same way, is that this doesn't have to be a big fight. When you are in an authority position and you're in the position that you need to be, you'd be surprised how quickly you can take over. But if men have surrendered their manhood to the coin purses of the feminists, then, they need to reclaim their manhood and get in that position, because their children and, I dare say, it's beyond America. It is the world crying out for men who are in their rightful position, leading their families. And, it's one thing to make America great again, but how about your families? Regardless of where you are in the world, how about them being great again and your children being blessed because, you have left the wussification and this cultural influence behind and said, no, there's a better way.
Well, it all rises and falls on families. And contrary to what Rosie O'Donnell says, men are hugely important. The dad's insanely important into that equation. And, my books, man, I've written profusely about the role of men in society. And that's why liberals and big government goons and radical Islam is digging the wussification and the feminization process of the American male. Because once those guys are extricated from the culture, then takeover, it's an easy piece of cake.
Exactly. You tie up the strong man in any house, and it is like shooting fish in a barrel. That's what it is. Doug Giles, founder, editor of ClashDaily.com. Doug, always great to have you with us. Appreciate it. Good stuff here, man.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Hey, it's the way you like it. It's all about you, the way it should be. We come at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it just seems in the last decade or so, there's just been this increase in service dogs. And I think it's terrific. I think what dogs have to offer, they're just, you know, I don't know. They give you that unconditional love that we wish that we could, you know, so easily give to others, right? Well, we're going to be talking with Maria Gadavage, former USA Today journalist, who's going to be talking about her new book, Secret Service Dogs. It's actually been out before. It's just now going to paperback. And this is Secret Service Dogs, the heroes who protect the president of the United States. Well, let's bring her on right now. Maria, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here, and congratulations on the book, now in paperback. You know, for those of us that love dogs and appreciate what they give to us, there is just something real special about the Secret Service dogs that protect our president.
Yeah, they're like our dogs on steroids.
Exactly.
They're loyal, faithful, hardworking, And they just want to please, and they want to do their job. They're blissfully apolitical and just give unconditional love to their handlers, and that's it. Yeah. I could go on and on. So.
Well, exactly. It's not like you got to go, okay, we got a Republican president, so now we need a Republican dog here. You know, they just don't know. This is what's so pure and what you love about them. Like you say, they're very apolitical. They just diffuse with love, and there's something real special. My son has a service dog, and this guy, his name is Kobe. He's a border collie, and he is just so instinctive. I mean, he's a unique animal. I've been around dogs all my life, and I've not known of another dog like this that is just instinctive. It's like he has a sixth sense.
His services? Is it a?
Yeah. He's a service dog for my 26-year-old son, and he's just unbelievable. You know, just. He knows the rhythm of my son and his temperament, and when my son needs help and there's any kind of distress, there's Kobe. I mean, he's right there, and of course he's the kind of dog, he's just so well behaved and trained. We can go to a movie and he just sits there, you know, he's not eating anybody's popcorn or, you know, messing around.
Yeah.
Very well behaved. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they absolutely are. So, how long have service dogs been in action, you know, for the presidents?
For the Secret Service? That started in 1976, where some domestic terrorism, and there were a patchwork of police agencies around the country that would help out when the president would go to the various cities. But the Secret Service decided it wants something more unified, something that they could really control better. So they started their program. It had some real bumps in the road the first couple of years. Mm. They had dogs who were crazy aggressive. They had dogs who just didn't really, they had major attention deficit disorder. But they quickly realized the errors and the problems, and they resolved them and quickly became a very respected entity. And they've been changing through the years. Dogs had they had two jobs at the time. They were both sniffer dogs for explosives and protective dogs. But now they've decided in the last many years that the dogs needed to be specialists. So a dog in the Secret Service will either be a presidential protector in the tactical team or an explosive detection dog. And there are many sub-jobs within those.
Well, it's got to be amazing, you know, when you think about this, Maria, that, you know, a president comes in every 4 to 8 years and, you know, do they bring in a new dog for each president, or can, you know, the dog that's been there transition from one political group to the next without a problem?
Yeah, the dogs are blissfully apolitical. They don't care red or blue. They are colorblind for the most part. And they will keep on working no matter who is president. And the only transition that they might notice, because they don't flank the president, they're not right there, they're not like his cabinet, they're not working right next to his side or anything. Mm-hmm. They might notice when they change that there's a different smell if they have a dog. There's a new dog smell on the White House lawn. So Sonny and Bo are slowly fading away. Their scent is going away, and there is no other scent to fill its place since the Trumps don't have a dog at this point. So, but usually there's an intricate balance of, hey, the communication between the White House staff and the Secret Service about, say, when Sonny and Bo would go out to relieve themselves. You have to let the Secret Service know that so that the tactical dogs aren't there going, oh, what's this? Who is this? And so they had to always have that. Now they don't right now with Trump, but that's really the only difference for them.
Exactly. How many dogs are on, you know, can you say? I mean, is this
no, unfortunately,
you know, protected?
That is one of the very few questions that carries some mission clearance that I couldn't get. So,
you could tell me, but you'd have to kill me. Is that the deal?
Exactly, and, and everyone listening, so that wouldn't work out really well.
No, that's not good at all.
Yeah, but now, there are enough to do the job, and they're bringing more online all the time once they see how they've seen how effective they are at the increasing levels of responsibility that they're being given.
Well, and I know that we have been able to experience this firsthand with Kobe, and that is that it is a process. And these dogs are ongoing. I mean, they learn and they adapt and they continue to, as you say, evolve in terms of their responsibilities. And you know, what I find quite interesting is these, you know, quite often these dogs take on these new responsibilities almost without being told. They just sense that this is where they need to be.
Right, exactly. And someone someone like a service dog like your son has, they do seem to develop that sixth sense of maybe I'm my next, well, I can't really say what my next book is, but I've been talking with people who have children who have seizures, and
yes,
their dogs have only been trained to help them with a seizure, but now the dogs suddenly start alerting to seizures. They're not trained. They can't train a dog to alert to a seizure, but the dogs know. And that's the same with the Secret Service dogs in a way where the dog who leads the book is called Hurricane. He's a beautiful black Belgian Malinois who one day woke up and was completely off that day. He was so hyper and he seemed to want to get to work. His handler knows him so well. They spend 24/7 together. His handler is like his dad. He calls him his son. And he knew something was off with his dog, so he tried to exercise him. He did what he could, but the dog was literally pulling to get to the van to get to work.
Right.
And so eventually they showed up at work a little early, and then they're sitting in their work van in front of the White House. The dog is looking right at this one area, and over the fence goes a jumper. And what follows is pretty exciting and dramatic. And the dog was a real hero, the
yes.
dog and the handler. So what was it? Was it coincidence? Was the dog having just a hyper day? Maybe, but it seems like there was something more than that. He's never done it since. He had never done it before, just that one day.
But to have that sense, not even being, next to the area, in his holding area, and knowing that there was something going on. I mean, this is unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, and why? There's no rationale. There's no logic. But maybe there was something that the dog knew that the dog could sniff out. I mean, their noses alone, as you know, can sniff out. You know, there's so much they can tell about this world that we can't even begin to fathom.
Well, speaking of the dogs and the handlers, how are they selected?
Well, the handlers have to be in the Secret Service for a number of years, and they are not generally dogs. They might like dogs, but they haven't had dog training, per se, dog handling experience, and they come from within the Secret Service. They don't go hiring outside to get a handler, per se. And then the dogs are mostly selected. They come from countries like the Netherlands and Eastern European countries where there's a long history of police dog sports, and they're very well bred. And so they come here, and the Secret Service has a contract with a kennel in Indiana that goes over and selects the dogs. So the Secret Service goes to Indiana and selects the dogs. It takes a long time. They're extremely picky about their dogs for good reason.
Exactly.
And they'll bring them back. They go several times a year. So it's quite a process.
Well, congratulations on the book. Maria Gadavage, a veteran journalist, New York Times bestselling author. And, of course, she owns a yellow lab herself. Thank you, Maria.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Me fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. Brian Kilmeade joins us. We've been looking forward to this. Fox and Friends, the national radio host, Brian Kilmeade, is with us right now. You're in New York, right?
Brian, New York, right? New York City, 48
yeah,
and
6. Yeah, right in the midst of everything. And I was just talking with Dr. Herb London, trying to get into the city, and it's just absolute craziness still from yesterday, huh?
Clearly, but one thing they're pretty good at, and I remember with the Times Square bomber, mm-hmm. and now you had the Chelsea bomber, and now you have this, and of course 9/11, is they try to get things back to normal pretty quickly, but the presence is pretty apparent. So I see a lot of National Guard, a lot of SWAT, and you know not the regular military, obviously, but a lot of police. So everyone's doing overtime, but they let you walk. You can still get around. Like you
right.
don't see a lot of diversion. So I think that is pretty important because if you can't get to work, I don't care how big or small your office is, your business is, it begins to hurt the economy. And then once they see that, these terrorists, they're going to say, wow, you know, this, a small thing like a rented truck
yes.
costs billions to mm-hmm. major cities. So I think they understand that.
And, of course, we're coming to the season, which is part of our annual pilgrimage I was mentioning to you. We love New York at Christmas. There is just something just magical. It's one of those wonders that has not been fully declared, Brian. New York at Christmas time. It is real special. And if they could disrupt what happens economically during that season, they might think that they've got a bonus victory.
Yeah, especially from an elevated perspective when you saw what happened in Las Vegas. And they do learn from that, even if they're not involved with that. And, you know, you think that these... What happens is during the Thanksgiving Day parade and during Times Square, if you have a place or if you have a business like the Hard Rock Cafe, mm-hmm. you can rent out the second floor of your building and people go in there, or you've had friends, they go in there. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, there's no balcony. Now we know if after Las Vegas, you don't need a balcony.
That's right. Exactly.
So, it makes you worry a little bit more. For me personally, I am not into hanging out in Times Square. They put you behind bike racks. They don't let you go to the bathroom. If you do, you know.
Yeah, can you imagine that? I mean,
me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't get my mind around that at all. And Brian, you know, here it is with this situation in New York. Another 8 people have died. You know,
When is enough enough? Our president has been sounding the alarm on the campaign trail, representing Main Street America, saying, look, we need to be serious about vetting here. And the progressives, all those on, the Marxist progressives have insisted that it's a no-go zone, that we can't touch this, and we're doing this at a grave expense of we the people.
I think I get it. I think you get it. But if you flip the other channels or talk to other people in Washington or New York, they're like, I cannot believe the president's doing this, saying this. And I'm watching the questions from the media in New York, and they're saying a lot of the questions are, how do you feel about the president calling out Senator Schumer? Well, he wasn't calling out Senator Schumer, but this whole lottery policy was part of his idea to diversify our country, which evidently he doesn't think is diversified enough. Mm-hmm. And I would just hope he would say, listen, we tried it. It's not worth the risk in today's climate. It came out in the 90s,
exactly.
And we like to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way. If you're watching our back and not the next election, that's what you say.
Exactly. I mean, where is the common sense? I mean, sadly, it's become, common sense is becoming uncommon sense, huh?
Well, it's because you want to do the opposite of whatever Donald Trump says.
Right.
That's the
right.
New American credo. And it's not the American credo. It's the media credo. And I'm not saying he's perfect. I mean, did I need him tweeting out this morning? Some of those things he said were very, were motivational, inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you go directly at people, they're going to come directly at you. Next thing you know, we're in politics again.
Exactly.
And
no.
I just thought, I want to see both Republicans and Democrats standing together saying, I want this guy at Gitmo. I don't want him through the New York court system, first off, because he is a green card holder and an enemy combatant.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two is I want people to say the lottery system is going on hold indefinitely.
Exactly.
And then I know you have my back.
Right. And then if we can find a way to squash these activist judges that have been blocking Trump all along the way, because these eight deaths, are at the doorstep of your mayor, these activist judges and those in government who have done everything they can to impede the process and create, Brian, what they've got in Paris. I mean, we've got no-go zones that are developing in our country. That is the fact.
When we said that on Fox and Friends, the country of France said, we're suing you. And now it's just sitting. People know there are no-go zones in France. Now it's happening.
Yes.
The people that were in cafes or going to clubs and were massacred, or the people who were vacationing in Nice and were run over, are saying, I am had it with political correctness. I don't want my family or myself to be the next victim or my friends, and I think we have to do something. That's exactly what's happening. Until people see what happened in Orlando, San Bernardino, and now New York City, and say, that's my family,
yes.
I'm going to react the way I would if my family member was in danger, we're going to keep minimizing it and saying, well, that's just them. Until they realize it's us, then we're never going to get something done.
Well, an excellent point here, Brian. That's what we've been saying, is that these are American citizens. These are our brothers and sisters that are getting run over, whether it's in New York, San Bernardino, Vegas, wherever. I mean, I'm in California, this past week, just in time for, the World Series and Game 7, at Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
But it's crazy. Here in California, now a sanctuary state. And I don't know how the people here are settled with the idea that their legislators and their governor have put them in peril.
They're not. And let's see what happens in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's acceptable. But they're going to wait a couple of weeks and say, if you come out and say radical extremists amongst us have to go, they're going to start saying, if we let politics take over, well, that's anti-Islamic action.
Right.
But it's not. It's not the Irish that are going after us. These are Sunni Salafists who become terrorists, and they need to be looked at. Now we find out from this press conference that the FBI had this guy on their radar. I'm not going to criticize the FBI. I just don't feel comfortable doing it.
Right.
But either they're going to need more help or need the latitude to act preemptively. Maybe they want that. Let's sit down and say, what do you need to be able to jump on these guys before they do this?
Yes. Well, we spoke with a former FBI agent this morning, John Guandolo, with Understanding the Threat. And John said, they're handcuffed here. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, he's been, you know, pointing this out through his organization as a former FBI agent and an analyst, security analyst, for over 10 years. And he's just still, it's just total insanity. And they continue to hold this course. And, you know, on top of this, Brian, we've got over 1,000 open investigations by the FBI against all these radicals that are going on. There's just not enough manpower. And, you know, Condoleezza Rice said it many, many years ago, very appropriately. She said, you know, we have to be right 100% of the time. They only have to be right once. And in this particular case, it looks like one who got through, who didn't have a valid, I mean, had an expired driver's license, Home Depot, gets a truck. All these, according to the information I got, is that all these rental facilities have been warned to be careful and let the flags be raised up, the warning flags of somebody renting trucks because of the increased activity of car intifadas, and even had a knife. So we've got the possibility of a knife intifada taking place.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're seeing. Low tech, hard to spot, not looking for where the airports right now that we can tell, although they are working on some bombs, I understand, in Yemen, and yes, non-metallic explosives, which are extremely intimidating to our experts. But they're the old ISIS. We got blown out and embarrassed from two separate areas, Iraq and Syria. We can't go home. We've cracked down on that. So a lot of people are putting their tapes on YouTube, hoping to radicalize people already here. They're trying to claim, and I'm not sure I agree, that this guy was radicalized whether he was in Tampa, Ohio, or New Jersey. I'm not sure I buy into that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't either. Well, Brian, I knew this was going to happen. We're going to talk about the day's activities, but I wanted to talk to you particularly about Andrew Jackson and the miracle of New Orleans. You and Don Yeager have come together again, the New York Times best-selling chemistry and combination of you two. Boy, you've delivered another great book for us to read.
I hope so, because I think it's relevant today. People are going to say, take Andrew Jackson down. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. You cannot argue with this battle, because I found out from two separate people, they still study Jackson's tactics at war colleges today. And he's not a West Point guy. He was a guy who did this on instinct and leadership, and he learned a lot from the American Indians. He learned a lot from studying what Washington did. And when it came down to defending America, at 40, he ended up doing it, becoming the most famous person in America, and would catapult him to two terms in the Oval Office.
Exactly.
It wasn't the Oval Office then, to the White House.
No, in the White
House.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, you bring up something that I think is very appropriate, Brian, and that is that sometimes we think more about education, but I've been one to always look at the giftedness of the way people are wired, that they have this uncanny ability, you know, and Andrew Jackson personified that.
He did, and I think you'll enjoy the book. I think we get right to the point, we stay accurate, and we show what a unique American he is. He had no parents, no family, an orphan at 13, ended up being a lawyer, an attorney general, a congressman, a senator, a militia general, and a two-term president. So it just goes to show you could do anything, even back then in this country.
The real American success story, to say the least. Brian Kilmeade, thank you so much. Good talking to you, as always. I look forward to talking to you again. Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends, and national radio host and author with Don Yeager. Their book, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, a must-read. You're going to enjoy it. Brian, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.